suggestion, Mr. Wheatley. Just if you're going to refer back to these, if there's going to be a discussion that may impact all of them, that we sort of have that discussion first, you know, like whether or not there's going to be a record held open or, you know, or what. I don't know. I'm not suggesting that needs to happen, but you know what I mean? It just seems like...
I'm not sure what you're asking me to do.
Well, there ought to be a comprehensive discussion about the whole thing before we start deciding whether to defer or defer and hold the record open.
So you want to do that before we refer back to it? Or you want to do it as part of the public hearing, or...
No, when we report, because I think you closed the public hearing.
I closed the public hearing.
So when we refer back to it.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to do.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
It's been a long afternoon.
Well, what did you think I was going to do?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were going to go right
into... Just go home?
No, I thought you were going to go right into the first one.
Oh.
You know,
combine.
Combine all of them and discuss it.
I understand.
Sorry.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. So we are going to refer back to them, and when we do that, we generally refer back to them one at a time, and we will eventually do that. But first, we're just going to have an entertaining discussion in general about the items that that Mr. Robertson just outlined. So who wants to start?
There's a lot to...
Okay. The one issue is about, are there any issues about which we should leave the record open? Because that's going to be pretty important. We're going to leave the record open.
Originally, I thought we needed to leave it open for DLDOT to explain some of the other questions that we had. But personally, I feel like they answered the question that I had. So I'm satisfied with that.
I agree.
I concur. I'm fine with it.
I don't feel that we need to leave the record open.
Robertson, is there anything that you're thinking we might want to leave the record open for?
That was really going to be the only one that stood out, you know, prior to DLDOT's explanation.
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that, you know, the Planning and Zoning, this goes for everybody here, the Planning and Zoning Commission makes a recommendation to County Council, and there'll be a hearing at that stage. So, you know, to the extent that DLDOT also will, I'm sure, be invited to come to that meeting, they can comment further, the applicant can comment further, the public can comment further on that. So,
right.
You know.
How about the new information that Mr. Edgell presented, was that that paragraph and a half that he referred to, is that what he in fact read into the record himself?
Can we see that real quick?
Because if that's on the record now, it's on the record. If it's not on the record, then that might be something for which we would hold the record open because no one has seen it.
Give me one second.
Yeah, take a look through there and see what you think, because we don't want everybody to see everything there is to see.
Everybody talk amongst yourselves. Sorry. Yeah, so what it looks like, as I'm going through it, it's now, I will say this, I can't sit here, and probably Mr. Whitehouse can't, without spending some time to say that this specific document is uploaded into the land use docket. But like the first item is an April 24, 2024 letter to Mr. Lawson about the cabinet committee meeting that occurred on April 8. You know, so that's obviously not a new document, and there's the agenda and PowerPoint information from that. That's not in the record. So that's why I say it's not new information, but it's not part of the record yet at this point.
Well,
like nobody would have seen it in the context of this hearing, I should say.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it goes back to...
Do you need the record open then for that?
Sounds like the safest thing to do, right?
I would say, since it's sort of historic documentation at this point, there's not anything in it that's going to necessarily be new, but it just strikes me that I think what you were alluding to, the safest thing maybe to hold the record open for a short period of time, just so people can look at this and provide
written
comment.
Yeah, so they can see it. I mean, I think it's probably all things that folks have seen before, but to be safe, you know, let's...
Yeah. What do you consider a short amount of time?
I mean,
a week?
A week or 10 days
ten
or
days.
Something. Yeah,
days.
10 business days,
ten
probably.
Business.
10 business days, that gives them 2 weeks, essentially.
Okay.
So it's multiple documents. That's the thing. I mean, so the first document is.
Why don't you just mark it Office of State Planning Coordinator?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for on the docket? Yeah, I think that's what it'd be, you know, at the public hearing off state planning coordination submittal. Yeah, yeah, get there tomorrow, so.
Then will we?
Because it's multiple documents, but I think that's helpful, and, you know, I don't want the public to think that by us saying it's helpful, that suggests it's helpful to the applicant. I think it's helpful to the public that would not have been involved in that state planning coordination process over the past 3 or 4 years, yeah.
The public being able to see it, then, you know, I mean, the applicant, to the extent that they're part of the public, obviously, but I'm more concerned about everyone else in that instance. And in that 10-day period, will we accept comments about it, written comments about that document? Yeah.
Only.
I mean, just about that document, yeah.
Okay.
Rich, I know you're dying to ask me something, and I'm not supposed to let you do it, but just whisper it to me from there.
From there.
From there.
The public is confused as to whether there is a final signed MOU between the county and the state, regards to the FLUM. Get confirmation that there is a signed and approved document.
You want to handle that, Mr. Whitehouse?
I share the same question, Ms. Bradford.
As do I.
And
we do not have one.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, if there is a signed document, it has not reached us to our knowledge. I am going back through emails now and checking to see if it was sent. We're told it has been signed. The question is, was it transmitted to us? We will be able to answer that within 24 hours.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But just so that there's not any misconceptions, the process that we're following follows that process that was in the MOU. But we don't have a signed one back. And I will say my point for making that statement was just to give some context to the time frame of why it took so long. So that's all.
Well, I'll just make a comment personally. There was great testimony that was provided for the people against it, and a lot of good information, and they're very passionate. I would like to add, though, that I know Freeman has always been a great neighbor. And I compare this to what was proposed years ago, Americana Bayside. And I can remember, because I'm from Selbyville, and all of us natives were, wow, oh my gosh, what's getting ready to happen? And this is a couple more hundred units more than what is there. And it's taken 20 years to build out what is there. And it is a beautiful addition to our community. And Freeman has been a great neighbor. And I personally feel that if there's a place for this type of unit to be built, an established, we've got the grocery store proposed there, entertainment, the affordable housing, yes, maybe we need to look at that number, maybe it needs to be increased, and I'm not saying I'm one way completely or the other right now, but I think there needs to be some consideration given to what the applicant has done as well and their history in our county.
I agree with Commissioner Wingate, and most of the opposition for Bayside now goes there and enjoys it. And it was built on a two-lane road. It's got all of the inclusive amenities. And it's a wonderful asset. Everybody who hated it now appreciates it. I support this application and the change of the map.
I'll switch to opine or weigh in or comment.
Yeah, so I do think this is the sort of development that we probably need more of instead of sprawling, you know, half acre or, you know, big mansions that are affordable to the people who actually don't work here. They're retiring here, and I appreciate everybody who comes here to retire. This is a great place to live, but we're really running out of housing stock, don't have any for folks who are providing some of the basic services for the people who are moving here. This proposal provides some of that. I'm a little concerned that it may not provide as much of it as it could. And I feel like there needs to be some boldness from developers. I know that you have to make a business case work, right? And it has to be profitable. But, you know, are there creative ways to fit more workforce housing into this sort of project so that it actually does clearly have benefit to the whole community that exceeds what value you're getting out of the, you know, the more McMansion section of the of the development? And you know, nothing against McMansions, just to be clear. I would like to see us have more workforce housing and take measures to ensure that the concerns folks have about traffic impacts on Route 9 are alleviated through, you know, we all need a better partnership with DelDOT, and I think the development community and all of us should be leaning on our representatives of the state and encouraging a lot more investment in these road systems, which are, frankly, I think, tipping over the line already. So, thank you.
Well, I think there are a lot of relative terms going around, rural being one, affordable housing being another, trying to define these things. Having a metric is a good idea. As soon as we have a metric, though, there'll be something else. You know, not that we shouldn't have it, but it won't be the answer. And you know, as I said earlier, the idea that it's ever really going to catch up, that's not how it works. And you simply don't build roads that are far in excess of the capacity that's indicated for it today. That's just not how it's done, because taxpayers don't want to pay for that. Somebody has to pay for that. You know, this whole discussion about EMS, at least people are finally starting to say it out loud, you know, as to what has to happen there, you know. So, you know, maybe there'll be some progress on, you know, on some of that. The dilemma I have with this is that I think the by right subdivisions are in some cases more detrimental than the MRRPCs are. You know, at least with this, we can control everything that happens here, because it's not just a zoning change, it's also site plan, and we can, you know, you can condition it till the cows come home, okay? So it does offer, you know, a lot of advantages. And the thing is, when you say, you know, where would you do it? Well, you do it where there's water, sewer, infrastructure and stuff, and where there's open land, you know? I mean, because you can't do it, I mean, I don't know where you would do it on Route 1 now, because there isn't anything. But I do think we're going to have to get, if this is approved, you know, we're going to have to use an even more critical eye when we look at things coming down the road and be mindful of what, you know, of what we've done. If this is the kind of development that we say we want, okay, this is what we say we want, then we have to not do the other kind, you know, because this is what we've said we're going to do. So it's going to be, it's going to be an interesting hearing at County Council for sure. I'm not sure what we're doing, but I will tell you something. I've been doing this a while, and I think this level of involvement and the is wonderful. We have come so far in that period of time. The applicants have always been well organized. Why? Because they have the money to hire organization, okay? But the opposition is catching up to that now. And I'm really pleased to see that, because I think it makes it better, even if you don't get what you want, whichever side you are, okay? If you don't get what you want, it still makes for a better process, and I think a better end product. So, you know, we've got, I think we've got a lot of opportunity coming up here, you know, to make things better. And the fact is, though, we have to act on the applications that are in front of us when they're in front of us. So that's what we're going to need to do. But I'm pretty sure we're not doing that tonight. Anyone else?
I'm good. I'm quiet tonight.
Mr. Butler is hiding his light under a basket this afternoon. He is our resident expert on fire and EMS.
Well, and, I will say this, and I have something to say.
I would like for you to, because I mean,
I knew you were probing me along there.
You're the guy who knows that business better than any of us.
You know, people talk about taxing the fire service. In 1999, I entered a fire service. But people don't understand that $100 is really cheap. Wait till the union comes in here and takes over. And you, if you doubt what I'm saying, go look at House Bill 709 that's coming up. You're going to ask these guys who are volunteering their time to go get fire officer four, NFPA certified. It's a dying breed. So you wait till the state comes in here, and which is it's playing. It's happening. So get ready for it. And if you think that $100 is a lot, you just wait. That's all I got to say. Because if not, I'll get aggravated.
And on that happy note,
we're all
well, I will say, say this. So in 1999, we ran 120 calls a year. And I think now we're approaching probably 500. No, that's
tell
not
them,
that's
tell
not
them where you live. Tell
I,
li-
them. I live in Bridgeville. You want to talk about rural? Come see us.
Yeah.
We like one of these.
But that's the amount of calls in Bridgeville. For heaven's sakes.
That does not include ambulance.
Calls are up and volunteers are down.
Yeah.
We're running the city, Greenwood, running our own calls.
It's, you know, it's approaching a crisis level all across the county. So we're going to have to do something.
Well, most of the people who are coming here are in retirement ages, and they're probably not interested or able to volunteer.
No, I think they differ. There's
some are.
Have,
some,
yeah.
Some, yeah.
Yeah,
some
we
sure.
We have some guys that moved here, and they've come in from like Heritage Shores. I'm
just saying, you know, the typical recruits are not who are moving here.
The requirements are so much
willing to tolerate it.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's I'm refer done. Back to All our right. public hearings. Okay.
All right. Mr. Chair, you ready for me?
Sure. Okay, our first public hearing was Ordinance 2307. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2307, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Well, we need to hold the record
holding
open.
Holding the record open
oh, I'm
for
so
10
sorry.
Days.
Yeah. For written comment on the Office of State Planning Coordination information submitted during the public hearing.
That's what my motion is.
Okay,
do I hear
that
a second?
That's my motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on Ordinance 2307, leaving the record open in accordance with the motion.
And just to be clear on that motion, I want to make sure I said it's 10 business days.
10 business days on the Office of State Planning Coordination document comments only. Okay.
And that record is only being held open on that one, is that correct? Or do I need to do that each time?
Well, I would prefer that you do each one.
Because let's hold the record over on each one
because also
it's
that,
going to cross over.
And it affects timing, too. It'll make it much cleaner if they're all.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 2010, CMF Cool Spring, LLC.
Did you do all in favor?
Oh, did I?
I'm sorry. So.
Yeah. All right. We'll go back to that motion. Okay. It's moved and seconded to defer action on Ordinance 2307. Leaving the record open in accordance with the terms stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Now, it's change of zone 2010 CMF Cool Spring LLC.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration. Change of zone number 2010 CMF Cool Spring.
Second.
Leaving the record open.
For 10 business days. For the sole purpose of the Office State Planning Coordination information submitted during the public hearing.
That's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 2010 CMF Cool Spring LLC, leaving the record open in accordance with the terms stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2441 CMF Cool Spring LLC.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer 2441 CMF Cool Spring, leaving the record open for 10 business days.
For written comment on the information submitted by the Office of State Planning Coordination during the public hearing.
That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2441 CMF Cool Spring LLC, leaving the record open in accordance with the terms stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. One more time. Conditional use number 2442 CMF Cool Spring LLC.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2442 CMF Cool Spring, I make a motion to defer for further consideration, leaving the record open for 10 business days for further
written comment on the information submitted by the Office of State Planning Coordination during the public hearing.
That's my motion.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2442, CMF Cool Spring LLC, leaving the record open in accordance with the terms stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, Mr. Whitehouse, that completes our agenda for today. Do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Just a reminder that our next meeting, we will return back to our 3 p.m. normal start time. So we will not be starting at 5 p.m. as we had previously.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? There being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.